Thank you. No, thank you. You're very kind. And now for my next trick, Hypnagogue Podcast 359.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
A pretty well-packed first set here on Hypnagogue Podcast 359. Hi there, my name is John Shanahan, I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen once again to the Hypnagogue Podcast, bringing you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. This first bit was, of course, us digging into the holding tanks. There's more than one. The first holding tank got too full, and so we started the second holding tank, and that got pretty well loaded. So we're on to three of them, so we're working our way through them. In fact, a lot of what you hear on this first set is the sound of me trying to kind of empty out that first holding tank, because there's so much good music coming your way very, very soon. But let's talk about what was in this first set. Started off with Radium 88. From their latest album, We Are All Dreaming. That track was No Place But Down. I'm a very big Radium 88 fan, so I was very pleased to see new music come out of there. Glossographs after that with Woodend from False Owls. We followed that up with Otaru from the View release. That track was Prairie. Marco Pianges after that with Naren from Somewhere. Then it was Theater of Delays from the release Beetlejuice Boogaloo. You know that's going to win best album title of the show. Beetlejuice Boogaloo. That track was called Cycling. After that, composer William St. Hugh from The Cracking Ship with Aminomania. And you know how I am. I see something like that and I have to go find out what it means. So I will read directly from Wikipedia, that source of all knowledge. Aminomania is a disused psychiatric diagnosis that originally designated patients with delusional disorders which do not paralyze them, but who may have fixed bizarre delusions. And now you know, aminomania. After that, Darlene Coldenhoven with Soliloquy from the Grand Piano Spa. I've been trying to find a place for that nice, quiet New Age piano for a while, so there you go. Then it was Unius with A Peaceful Place from Sojourns, and Swartz Ett returns to us with a new release called Desert Meditations, and that track was Here But Not Here. Shifting from the holding tanks, we will move into the library now, but wait, something's happening.
It's time for another artist, John Forgot.
Yes, that's right. Because it has happened so many times, and so many times recently, I made an intro. We're going to start off this next set in the library with an artist who sent me an album. I downloaded the album with all intention of perhaps putting a piece from it onto an episode, and then I forgot. So from a 2017 submission, I give you Fading Tapes. Thank you. Well, that one ended pretty quietly, didn't it? We've rolled up to the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 359. Let's talk about the six tracks that you just enjoyed, or I hope you enjoyed at the very least. We started off with Fading Tapes, one of the artists John forgot. There's at least one more coming, and the more I listen to my library, I'm bound to find other ones that, again, I received, I put into the system, and then I never put on the podcast. So, it happens, there's a lot of music coming in, etc., etc. Excuse, excuse, excuse. That track was called Fourth Circle, and that was from the album Circles. After that, Warren Daly with Event Horizon from The Stones Are Awake. Then it was Bloodbox. I was surprised in my shuffle to hear this kind of lush, drifting, relatively soothing ambient piece, and to look up and realize that it was Bloodbox, who is a dark ambient artist, and normally is much grittier and much dark ambienter than this, but wow, what a piece. That was called The Celestial Abyss, from the album Funeral in an Empty Room. After that, Juhamati Rautiainen with Emerald, from The Endless Now, Music for Stagnation. Then it was Quiet Horn with Expanding Sun, Life on Europa, and that is from his album The Last of the Sun. And then we get the title of the episode, ladies and gentlemen, the title of the episode. We've already had the album title of the episode with Beetlejuice Boogaloo. This time it comes to us from Endless Melancholy with a track called As the Sun Quietly Sets and the Seashore Slowly Falls Asleep. How delightfully poetic. That was lovely. And that is from the album Epilogue from Endless Melancholy. And that is how we wrapped up episode 359. Hey, if there's ever anything you feel like saying about an episode, there's a couple of ways for you to do it. I will maintain that even in this day and age of social media, the best way is to find your way over to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and you can leave a comment directly below any playlist you like. You're always welcome to say nice things about it on Twitter. You can find me there at The Hypnagogue. You could mention me on Facebook if you wanted to. I'm not suggesting you go follow me here and there, because I don't do anything there anymore, really. Here and there, very rarely. But if you wanted to say nice things about this podcast or the music that you heard, by all means, just remember to tag me at The Hypnagogue. And of course, you can email me, because that's what us old folks do. We used to write letters. Now we just send emails when everybody else is texting and social media-ing. You can reach me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. And yes, it's a Hotmail account. Shut up. That's going to do it for this episode. I will be back in 2 weeks. There will be more music. We'll continue to split our time between the holding tank and the library, because there's so much good stuff to hand out to you. And until we do that, when next I invade your ear space, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.